This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Good morning, and it's Paul now on Saturday Magazine. And just to carry on with the Mardi Gras theme, we've now got a pre-record from Barry McKay talking about the Bac Nulla Cabaret, which is part of the Coulee Gras celebrations at Mardi Gras.
Coulee Gras in Sydney this year will feature a series of creative development workshops for First Peoples queer performers, a community forum to discuss relevant issues and challenges for First Peoples communities, a speakers platform where an international panel of influential thinkers and artists come together to discuss queer performance from First Peoples perspectives. And showtime will be the Bac Nulla Cabaret, held in Redfern, the traditional heart of Sydney's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, which showcases Australian Indigenous queer performers with special international guests this year.
So without much further ado, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of our favourites. You all know her. Please make some noise for Nana Miss Coulee!
Aboriginal drag queen Nana Miss Coulee will be hosting the event this year.
Being Nana Miss Coulee, it's about expressing myself. I love being on stage and, presenting myself as a drag queen. It's beautiful. It gives me the ability to actually be myself, to express myself. You know, I'm still myself, but up until that wig goes on, I get into a professional persona, which is so much fun. Yeah, it's not going to stop here. I'll be going for quite some time yet.
What is unique about being an Aboriginal drag queen?
Well, my costume will be, my costumes. I like to identify my costumes through my culture and also with my look, my appearance, my makeup, and just the way that I carry myself on stage. Nana Miss Coulee can be quite cheeky at times. With due respect, she knows when to pull back from performing. But little antic that I do have is sitting on some people's laps in parts of a particular song. I love country music. I love the likes of Whitney Houston. There's some Marsha Hines music that I perform to. A real Australian icon. So I do a mixture of performance to music.
Two up-and-coming cheeky and talented Aboriginal drag queens to watch out for in Sydney this year are the Dreamtime Divas, Lazy Dunaman and No Vagina.
Now, welcome to the stage, Miss No Vagina!
So who's going to be performing this year at Coulee Gras 2018?
That's a little bit of a surprise, but obviously, being co-curator, I've actually made a spot for myself as Nana Miss Coulee. There is the Dreamtime Divas. They're longtime friends of mine that will be performing, and they've really been successful in their career.
And they're fabulous, aren't they?
They are fabulous, and they're so glitz and glamour,
Wonderful costumes, aren't they?
Amazing costumes. So it's a bit of a competition for me to try and match mine to theirs. But my dear sister Destiny has arrived. She'll be performing. She's fresh from, performing with myself at Heaps Gay event over in Marrickville, in front of about 1,500, 1,800 people at a street party.
You've got some performers coming from overseas this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we have an international performer, artist, which is on the quiet at the moment. I can't disclose, but is another Indigenous person.
From Canada?
From Canada, yes. I can say that. And then we've also got some people from, from the First Nations, which they had their first competition in Darwin. So we'll have some people come along and perform for us there. So for the likes of people that weren't able to get to the very first ever First Nations competition up in Darwin, Northern Territory, we'll have a few of them at hand, which we will actually have.
Make some noise for Lacey Dillman!
Do you have a lot of non-Indigenous people that come along to the Koori Gra?
Amazing following. A lot of mainstream, you know, there is a lot of non-Indigenous that does support, that come to our events, and which is beautiful because it's for everybody. You know, when you're talking about equality, equality is for everyone.
So you're striving really to bring reconciliation?
Pretty much that, yeah, that, that we can all walk the same path together on our journey, on our spiritual journey.
And being supported by white allies. So it's really good. I mean, the thing is that Aboriginal folk are suffering higher and higher imprisonment rates. They're suffering land grabs by state and federal governments who support the state governments, and also massive child removal. So, and this, of course, affects the LGBTI community within the Aboriginal crew, but... So these are some of the issues as well, though, coming out of the closet, facing racism and homophobia. We've got to show a lot of support for our Aboriginal friends here.
Last year, a special guest at Koori Gra was Aboriginal comedienne Sherilee Hood.
And always say, that's what I say, woman heck. Why aren't gay and lesbian and transgender people allowed to get married? Yeah? Hey, boom! They tried to stop us black fellas from getting married, eh? You know, they tried legally for many years, but we fucking fought it. You know? Never stopped us breeding, but eh? And we're fucking good at that, man. You know? We're good breeders, man. This year is about equality, eh? You know, and we have got our equal rights, and it's about loving and sharing together, you know, and it is. I mean, I'm hetero, you know, nothing wrong with that, eh? But fucking hell, I love that you as a family, as bloomin', just let all the love out here, and I can feel it. So for this 2 weeks, man, I'm fucking gay ass.
I asked Sherilee what inspires her comedy.
I think it's about expressing yourself and finding the deeper humour in all the tragedy that happens around the place. And one thing that I always stand up for is I think justice is a major issue. So I love to talk about lots of different things, and I think part of the original Australian community really have to put up with a lot of different prejudice and racism. And I think it's important for everybody to be able to have a voice. And that's why I always speak for myself and, like, different issues and everybody going through injustice. It's been brilliant being a part of the gay and lesbian transgender community for this 2017. And I think it's really important for everybody just to accept people for who they are, rather than judges. Life isn't made up, or a garden isn't made up of one flower. It's made up of many different flowers with beautiful colours and many original and unique qualities about different flowers. And we are flowers in God's garden, and I don't think we should be you know, judging different flowers without having meaning behind it. So I'm one black flower who's always going to stand up in a lot of different communities to make sure that everybody has the equal rights that they deserve. We are the human race.
Brr. I also spoke to some of the attendees on how they felt the evening went.
I'm definitely having an awesome night here tonight. I'm a Sydney resident. I live out in Western Sydney, so it's definitely awesome coming into the city for Coorie Gras.
How is this special to other Mardi Gras events you've been to?
Well, it's awesome because I don't feel like there's much black representation in Mardi Gras. So it's amazing to have an event like this go on during the week. This was set up as a space for black fellas coming into Sydney for Mardi Gras this week. It was set up as a communal space so we can just chill out, hang out. Each night they've had awesome events going on. Tonight's Black Nulla, and there's been an awesome array of black drag queens coming on. I feel very inspired. I'm an artist, you know, and I feel like I'm just getting out and hanging with my people. So Mardi Gras is like Christmas to me, so yeah.
Look, it was a huge success. It was so great to be amongst the community here in Redfern. And, you know, just to be amongst all of our LGBTIQ community, and particularly the brother boys and sister girls, you know, like it's so great that we can have a safe space like this to come and celebrate. And I think it's really important that this happens before the Mardi Gras parade, so we actually have a special event before it all happens.
I'm a Mumbai woman. I'm from what you call the Great Northern Lands of Broome. I'm a widow Yandu, a strong magic woman. It's all in what you want to do. This song is called Kojara. This is about us growing up now, coming together, good to see your family. Haven't seen you for a while. Rise to lightning spirit, get up, stand up, let's get on with it. One circle. Kojara, Kojara, Inja Kojara, Yagi Kojara, 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 Inja Kojara, Yagi Kojara, Kojara. Once we come together.
The beautiful voice of Kerri-Ann Cox, an Indigenous singer who sang at the opening of last year's Bumali Gallery LGBTIQ Indigenous Art Exhibition. The gallery in Sydney's Leichhardt will be staging another Indigenous LGBTIQ art exhibition this year. I spoke to the curator of the gallery, Kyra Kum Singh.
So this year we've called our exhibition Luscious All Sorts. The theme is Love One. It's around the 2017 equality, marriage equality stuff, and we decided to do our own little spin on it, and I thought it'd be great for all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists around to do art pieces around love and all that sort of stuff. So I think it was really timing for that decision to come through last year, and I think for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we've never really been equal in this country. However, one step at a time and we'll slowly get there, I guess. So,
who's going to be performing this year?
So opening the exhibition, we've got Casey Conway. He is an advocate of Indigenous LGBTQI issues. Performing, we've got the Dreamtime Divas, Destiny Has Arrived, and also Dawn Daylight. And also on the decks and emceeing the night is DJ Nayan. Yeah, we've got a good little lineup of performers for the opening night.
So we're all going to have a lot of fun on opening night.
Yes, definitely. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all about making sure that we get supported and have a space to be able to celebrate 40 years of the Mardi Gras as well as 30 years of existence for Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative as well.
Coorie Gras runs from the 19th to the 24th of February with the Black Nulla Cabaret on the closing night, Saturday the 24th. The opening of the Bumali Art Gallery Luscious All Sorts Love One exhibition will be on Friday the 23rd of February. Check them out on Facebook or search for them at mardigras.org.au. If you'd like to see videos of the performances from last year's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander celebrations during Sydney's Lesbian and Gay Mardi Gras, just head to the This Way Out webpage at thiswayout.org. With thanks to Mugulan Arts and the Bumali Aboriginal Art Gallery in Sydney, I'm Barry Mackay in Sydney, getting ready for this year's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Coorie Gras during Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras for This Way Out.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.